You're listening to Sports Overnight Weekend.
It's time now for the Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the World Boxing Organization. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or at WBOboxing.com. Take it away, Taco Man.
The heavyweight title fight set to take place in Moscow today did not happen when Alexander Povetkin tested positive for a banned substance, according to the Voluntary Anti-Doping Association of Nevada. So he's off. And of course, Deontay Wilder was supposed to defend that title. That did not happen. The bottom line is Deontay Wilder is probably on a collision course with Anthony Joshua, and Anthony Joshua, of course, is on a collision course with Tyson Fury. Should Tyson Fury get by Vladimir Klitschko on July 9th? Speaking of Tyson Fury, he is the world heavyweight champion. This is what he had to say about his upcoming match with Klitschko.
Tyson, your rematch with Vladimir Klitschko, is it going to be harder than the first time around?
I think so, yeah, because now I'm the champion. I've got a lot more pressure on me. Before, I was expected to lose, and there was no pressure. It was all, everything was a bonus. But now, they know I can win, and it's if I've done, do the right stuff in the next fight, really, to see how it goes.
Will you feel the pressure before this fight? Because, as you say, no, let's be honest, none of us expected you to win out there.
Yeah. I won't feel the pressure, no, because it's just a boxing match, isn't it? If I was going to feel the pressure, I'd have felt it in front of 50,000 Germans in Dusseldorf, but I didn't. So I'm sure I'm not going to feel the pressure in front of 20,000 Brits.
What has Vladimir got to do different to possibly beat you?
He's got to knock me out this time. And he didn't manage to do it last time, but he nearly did. A couple of times, but he just didn't quite. But if he's going to be successful this time, he's going to knock me out.
How much of a relief is it for you to have home advantage?
It's good because I wasn't going to go back to Germany, no matter what. So it's very, 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 I'm very happy with the home advantage. You know, it's only due, isn't it? I went over there to the champion. He's got to come back to the champion. So what?
And you say you won't go there, but you won there last time on points.
Don't tempt fate twice. That's what I say. You get away with it once, don't do it again. It's like doing a bank robbery. If you get away with it once, don't go back for a second, the next day for a second robbery. God almighty.
If you'd had a choice, would you have fought a rematch or would you have gone somewhere else?
I'd have fought the rematch because it's the most money fight, basically, and he's the biggest name still. So a lot of people talk a good fight, but if I was a free agent ready to fight anybody, then there'd be a lot less talk because they know I'm in a contract to fight somebody else. They let the mouth go a bit. It's sort of like standing behind a lot of bars, a lot of prison guards or whatever, and then you're giving it the big one. But if you was there by yourself, you wouldn't really do that.
And also, I don't know how you feel. Your dad seems quite upset the respect you might have been given in the media. What's your thoughts on that?
To be honest, it is what it is. I'm a traveller. I'm never going to have the public's love. So I ain't really bothered, to be honest. I'm the outlaw. That's my role. That's what I do. I'm the entertainer. I'm the controversial character. Let them be the role models. You know, I ain't a role model. I ain't someone that you can learn to be. You either got it or you haven't.
When you say I haven't got the love, you don't think you'll get the love in Manchester when you fight Klitschko in front
really.
Of 20,000?
They'll probably all want me to get beat. I haven't got an hometown, like I said before. There is no hometown. Wherever I live's my hometown.
But you're still, you know, the British fighter who's beaten one of the best world champions in the last 50 years you've beaten.
Yeah, I'm still born and raised here. Lived here, been to school here, pay me tax here. But I'm an ethnic minority, so I've been told. I'm not British. I'm not English. I am something else. So why would I want to impress somebody that I'm not even a part of?
Do you feel there's too much of a love in them with Anthony Joshua?
No. He's the top bloke, isn't he? You know, former criminal, former drug dealer, former violent crimester, turned his life around, and he's become a champion boxer. What more could you want? Big, from London, knockout artist. You don't want someone like me who's never been in trouble in their life, do you? It's not a very good story, is it? So it is what it is.
Are you content now in life?
Happy days. I'm a millionaire. I'm young. I'm rich. Good looking. I've got a nice wife. I've got two kids and one on the way. God's on my side. Although I swear, I've not got a bad heart. You know what I mean? It is what it is.
How good has it been being world heavyweight champion,
the
number one?
Not changed a bit. Not changed as much as that finger. Nothing's changed. Live in the same house, drive the same car, got the same watch. This tracksuit was given to me. I've not had a free T-shirt since I've been world champion. Nothing.
But do you want that? Is that how you want it to continue?
I'm not bothered. It is as it is. I don't really care. They either love me or hate me, but still, you've got to beat me to get me out of the way. I'm one of them people who people just want to get out of the way and want to get smashed in, if you know what I mean.
You think people want you to get smashed in. Will it ever happen?
Well, it could do, because everyone can get smashed in, can't they? So if it happens, it happens, and if it doesn't, it doesn't. It doesn't really concern me, to be honest. After I beat Klitschko, I said, I don't care what happens. I said, if I lose my next 10 fights, I don't really care. I've already done what I've got to do. You can ask me dad, my brothers, anybody. I'm not really motivated for the next fight. It is what it is. I don't really too care about it. I could retire on the flash of a button. I don't really care. I've done what I set out to do. All this is just a bonus, isn't it? More spending money, you know what I mean? So it is what it is. I don't really care for win, lose or draw. But I'm going to put a fight up. So.
Do you think he could beat you then, Klitschko?
Could do. Anyone can beat anybody. You've got to just land a good punch and it's over, isn't it?
Oh, Tyson Fury telling it like this, the world heavyweight champion, set to take on the former heavyweight champion, Vladimir Klitschko, in July on HBO. Bellator 155, switching gears, talking MMA, of course. Speaking of Bellator, their CEO, their president, Scott Coker, will be on Ring Talk Live Worldwide tomorrow, 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. But Saturday night, Rafael Carvalho controversially retained the world middleweight title, 185-pound championship, over Melvin Manhoff. I thought Manhoff might have won that fight. The bottom line is it caused a lot of controversy. And Rafael Carvalho is not the superstar people thought he was. In fact, if they told him he was a superstar, they were lying to him, because the bottom line is he may be 6'3", 185 pounds, looking like John Jones, but leaner at middleweight. But he can't punch, he can't box, he doesn't have the killer instinct. The bottom line is, this is your Combat Sports Update, brought to you by the WBO. Follow them on Facebook or check them out, WBOBoxing.com.